views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to The Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I'm going to empower you and teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality to reveal the steps you need to let go of your perceived limitations. Have you had the limiting self-talk over and over? Have you noticed you allow your fears to hold you back? If you're truly ready for change, I invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, and start your journey of transformation now. Welcome to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I'm your host, Tracy L., and I am known as a transformational specialist. I've helped hundreds of people just like you change their lives from ordinary to extraordinary and teaching you how to really live your passion. I'm the creator of the Body Regen Method and the founder of the TLC Community of Extraordinary Living. With each episode, we always raise your awareness on a different topic to not only release the blocks in your life, but to truly transform them by sifting and shifting the energy behind the underlying issue and really embrace a life that's waiting for you. I always say my definition of extraordinary living is being accountable to myself so I can be accountable to each and every one of you, and also keep filling the place of peace and walking in a limitless world, keep creating to the hand of God and the universe that's continued to lead me to be able to continue to show you how to do that for yourself. So as we always promise on each episode, to inspire you, uplift you, shift the energy. And today we're talking about gratitudes and attitude. And I am so excited that we have our guest with us, Laura McKinnon, who is actually the creative designer behind Drops of Gratitude. She's a holistic nutritionist, a vitamin expert, essential oil teacher, and we love those essential oils, and wellness coach. So Laura, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I absolutely love your title, The Purveyor of Gratitude. Where did you come up with that?
Actually, our branding specialist did. She did all of our graphic design. We were kind of playing around with unique ways to just brand myself as a person. And we actually did a really cool exercise at the beginning where she just had me describe my company as a person. And what we came up with was just this purveyor of all things good and being able to recognize goodness in any form and any aspect of our life. And purveyor of gratitude was what popped up out of that little exercise. So I've been able to carry that with me, which I really love.
I love it. It speaks so much to who you are and your company, Drops of Gratitude. And we're going to talk more about the oils and the crystals. And how did you have, I always talk about extraordinary living. And what part of you, what happened that you made this transition into creating such a beautiful company that reaches so many people in your creation? What was that transition that took you to this extraordinary place for you?
You know what? It actually was, I looked back at it a couple of days ago. I tried to reflect to see like what that pivotal moment for me was, but, I found with anything that has been successful in my life, it's been a very organic, kind of just like pops up and then I just grab it and go with it type thing. And, long story short, my husband and I both had very, well-paying jobs and we loved the work that we did, but it wasn't fulfilling at all. I went back to school and became a holistic nutritionist, kind of forcing that upon myself to kind of get into wellness because I wanted to, more for my own personal reasons. And then, I kind of felt like I was constantly being hit up against the wall and I just couldn't bust through these barriers that I had, these blockages and beliefs and, that mental mindset just always felt blocked. And then I got into oils and my daughter was born, and then the idea came when I seen the idea somewhere else that it was just like a very mixed version of what I wanted to do. And I thought I could take it and kind of make it my own. And just because I was already working in the wellness field with oils and holistic nutrition, it just became a very organic thing, which looking back, it's almost like I just started doing it without even realizing I was building this career that eventually replaced my husband and I's jobs 100%. So we're both working from home with our little one now, and it was just a very organic experience where I can't really go back and find that moment where I was like, no, this is what I'm going to do. It just started happening, and I kind of just started going with it, which was a very beautiful way to start a successful
business. Journey. And this journey, and this, I always say, you know, we did a couple of shows back where there was talking about success, which we all know isn't about really our job. I call it job because you and I are blessed enough. We don't have jobs. We have missions. We have things that we love to do, right? And get up every day, and the success of the peace and the calm and how that just infiltrates our life. How did you find, as you organically grew into working more with oils and crystals, it actually changed your family life from where you were before, like in that corporate world, that really made you so grateful that you're here?
For one, it was having that corporate world being taken from us. So, within 48 hours, my husband and I both lost our jobs, literally 48 hours. And I had to decide overnight if Drops of Gratitude, which was at the time my little side hustle that was building very quickly, it still never kind of crossed my mind that it would be like the thing that I did, because it felt so good in my heart that I almost felt like I couldn't be blessed with doing it full time. Like, it wasn't in the books because it was just too beautiful. With that, we just decided it was going to work. And the biggest thing for me, I think, was taking a step back and realizing that even the really, really yucky parts of our lives are our biggest blessings. Mm-hmm. And that is what changed. That's the perception that shifted for me, was taking something really awful and just leaning into it with curiosity and realizing that this is going to be the best thing that ever happened to me, and I will make that happen.
You know, I love when spirit does that. If we don't listen, it always kicks us in the butt. It always is like, you know what? You're meant to do this. So you're going to do it now. So you're going to lose your jobs. So now you're going to do what you love. And didn't you find when you go through it, you're like, oh my gosh. And now you're so grateful that that horrible experience was such a blessing.
It was, at the time, it felt like the worst thing in the world that could have happened to us. But I was working with a personal coach, kind of slash business coach. She was helping me kind of build the life that we wanted. And I think our jobs were just like, it was kind of like our crutch that was actually getting in the way. And when I told her I got laid off, I was hysterical. I was so upset. And she was like on the other side of the phone call, just like having a little like personal party for herself. And she was doing a happy dance. And she was like, cry about it for a night, get up tomorrow and put on your big girl panties and decide where you're going with this. And so I did. And the next morning I was just like, this has got to be, has to be turned into the best thing ever. And thankfully that was almost 2 years ago now, and it's been amazing.
The thing I love is that not only do you combine, you take the crystal and the oil, but you make your own oil. And I know from personally working with you that you have a very unique gift when it comes to your creations of the high vibration. And we all know that sense of smell is very, very important in keeping a calm, centered, balanced mental space in our busy world. Was oil the first thing that you got into, or the crystals? What was the first one part?
It definitely was oils. And actually, to be totally transparent with you, crystals seemed very fluffy to me at the beginning.
Yes, I agree.
So it was a very good medium for us to use. It was intentional. There was a lot of strong purpose behind it. And it was popular. So from a business aspect, it made really like a strong sense to use a very natural occurring thing to be able to kind of get the point across of the connection between emotion and aromatherapy. But working with crystals and being in that business, you can't not be inspired by them. You can't not see their benefits. So I was very quickly turned on by crystals, but it definitely was the essential oils, and more specifically, it was the science that was behind oils.
I was going to say, oils have so much scientific factors to back them up, which is why a lot of people go there. A lot of people say it's, you know, part of their medicine cabinet, I know, for years, and it's really, really a creative space. What's your number one favorite oil for people to, that you find, or a blend that you've created that you notice when people start to work with it or smell it, that it gives them that place of, oh, I just feel happy. Do you have a favorite that you've created?
Personally, I do. It's a mixture of lemongrass and patchouli, and it's got a little bit of star anise in it. So it's got a very unique scent. It's actually going to become our gratitude blend, which is coming up soon. But I would recommend, as a first experience for emotions and oil specifically, would be our citrus blend for sure. And that's the happiness blend.
I love that. The happiness blend and gratitude blend. You have to have both. I think those are a must in everybody's cupboard. And if you're having a bad day, the thing I love about them and what you've created is that you can actually just carry that bottle with you and take a sniff. And it just makes you feel a lot better. And it's like, oh, I feel so calm. And I guess, too, what you've probably noticed, and I know before when we come back from the break, I want you to expand more on this, is sort of what you found with the combination of the oils and the crystals, because I agree with you, the science behind the oils is, I'm the same way. I don't know if you know, when I started my business, I took the science approach first. Don't tell me anything else out there. Don't want to see it. Give me some science when we're in that bad space. But I'd like to, when we come back from the break, to be able to have you explain a little bit more too, what your favorite crystal is for gratitude that people could wear in their bracelets because they're beautiful combined with one of the oils. But before we do that, how can people find you? How can they see these amazing creations and know more of what you do and how they can locate you?
For products and information specifically, it would be www.dropsofgratitude.ca. For the branding and the lifestyle and the whole mission that we have created, it would definitely would be our Instagram page, which is drops.of.gratitude.
I love your Instagram page. It's always inspiring, and you've even inspired me because it's clean. I love it. It's so happy and clean. All right, everybody. We will be right back after the break, where Laura is going to give you her top pick for crystal, if you want to just get one in your possession, with oil to help you stay grounded and in that gratitude space, especially if you're having a rough day. We'll see you right after the break.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Welcome back to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I'm Tracy L. here with our incredible guest, Laura McKinnon, the founder and creator of Drops of Gratitude. And before we went to the break, we were talking about oils and the creation that she's made. And, you know, she has created a beautiful TLC transformational bracelet for us. And we're going to get more into that and why I actually picked her and her giving and the way she works with charity. We're going to get more into that. But before we left, we were asking about her favorite oil when it comes to gratitude and uplifting, and also for her to give us one of her favorite crystals that she's found that can help you to stay in gratitude. So Laura, what would that be for them? What's your favorite pick?
For me personally, I think my very first experience with actually feeling a difference with stones was black onyx. So I wore that while I was still working in my previous job. And it was more as like my mental shield. I was in the casino industry, so you can imagine what type of negativity comes with that sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a whole bunch. Yes. Just a little bit.
So I had my bracelet on and I noticed the days that I wasn't wearing it. But my very favorite stone, I think, just in general, would always be the pink zebra jasper, which is our gratitude stone. So we have a gratitude bracelet, which is made out of this beautiful jasper. It's white, like blush and gray. And then it always includes the lava stone, which is where you put the oils so that you can get that scent for about 2 to 3 days.
That's a beautiful, beautiful bracelet and color. I want to back you up a bit, though. So what was your big notice when you weren't wearing your onyx in the casino? What you physically notice?
So I'm a very sensitive person. I'm also very intuitive. And I found that if I didn't have some type of shield, even if it was like just a mental acknowledgement that I was protected, mm-hmm. I felt like I just absorbed everybody's energy. So I went into work with this, usually in a really good mood and kind of peppy, and instantly would just be sucked down to feeling like I just needed to go home and take a nap, and it would just drain me.
Yeah. You notice that so much, don't you, as empaths? I so hear you that until we actually learn, so many people think about it, how many of them go into corporate like you did, feeling great, and then thinking that that was their emotion, you know, and then realizing, wait a minute, I just sucked up all their negativity. That wasn't, isn't that a great aha moment when we realize that as empaths, that that's not our stuff?
Yes. Yes.
It is. You wear that onyx every day, you know, and I'm just actually looking at some of the energy behind that. And I know people are going to be asking this, because you can see that because we have a lot of people in the corporate world and they're trying to be more grateful. And you brought up a good point with the onyx. Do you have a second backup if somebody has an onyx that they would actually could take to help give them more of that grounding so they could be a little bit more positive in their day?
So our black onyx is our inner warrior bracelet.
Yeah.
But then, like, Love, or the Rose Quartz bracelet, which is our Love bracelet, is a beautiful pairing with it. I also find, depending on what side, like, on what wrist, so it says that if you want to enhance masculine energy, wear your bracelets on your right, and if you want to enhance feminine energy, wear them on your left. And again, that might just be a perception, or, like, just, like, an acknowledgement that you are being more feminine today. I know in my business, my masculine energy can take over really quick, which I don't like. I don't love that feeling.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. My husband and we work together from home, so sometimes I'll be like, okay, mental note, move the bracelets to the left.
Move them to bring in. That's a really good tip. I've never heard that before.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it's a neat little trick that you can use, even just to kind of shift the mindset too, if you're finding that you're just being really hard-headed and you're not enjoying the moment, moving it over to a little bit more of a, like, a graceful energy would be a good thing.
And I can imagine working with your spouse, that brings different challenges, right? Than it would if you were not working together.
Right. Well, we've been working together since I was 18, he was 20. So we got into the casino industry together. That's how we met. We have a really good working relationship. The challenge I find is that we're at home. So at the casino, it was great because it's almost like we would just kind of barely cross paths throughout the day. At home, his constructive criticism to me, because I'm a wife and I just like, and I'm sensitive, I'm always like, oh, get off my back. But that is like the only problem we have. I just feel like there's just so much on my end that I'm constantly just feeling like the whole life balance where... Yeah, but it's like we work beautifully together and I'm really, really lucky to have him at home.
I always say when we're in this space, we always have 35 tabs open in our computer brain. We're like, which one do we go to next?
Yeah.
That's actually another area. What would be your suggestion, even with what you've created around your crystals? Because a lot of people, you know, it's hard to do your inner work all the time. And it's hard to really say, okay, what can I use to help me as a tool? I always call them transformational tools, and these are great tools. Do you recommend, if people are wearing their crystals with their oils, to switch them up like a couple times a week, wear them together to give them more of this inner balance to help support them without them having to think too much?
I definitely recommend switching up stones for sure. Even if it's just like, you don't have to buy a bracelet to reap the benefits of gemstones. You can walk into any, I'm in Alberta, so I mean every other store is a gemstone store.
Yeah, you have a great one.
Yeah, like going into Banff is like magic for me.
Yes. I have been there, I so hear you.
Yeah. But just carrying, you don't even have to think about it. If you have a little area in your house where you store all of your crystals or your gemstones or your bracelets, even anything tangible that makes you happy. Keep it all together, and every day or when you're feeling need to, just go over and grab the first thing that you pick up, and that's usually what you need. So when people come and visit us at our markets or our tables, it's almost always the first bracelet that they pick up. They'll spend 45 minutes looking at everything else that we offer, but they'll go back to that first one, and it's always because that is exactly what they needed.
Yeah, that's so true. I think that's anything in life too, right? When we have our intuition, it's always what we think of first, and then we discount it. Or we go to something, we're like, oh, and then we discount it and buy something else and go, oh, I don't really like that. It's kind of sitting in the corner, right. Which is not always the best thing, because you can be overwhelmed in a crystal store as well. Have you noticed, like, I know people when they talk about the healing properties of the crystals and the oils together, I really want to talk more about this too before and after the break, about the testimonials that you've heard from people when they are, you know, really interacting with this way. But I guess first, my question is, what do you do with the skeptics? What do you hear? What's your response if someone's like, oh, that's kind of crazy. Why would that work? And, you know, because we always say gratitude's an attitude. It really is, right? So what's your response to them?
Funny enough, we don't actually get a whole lot that I face like one-on-one. And if I do, I love that. I love that I have the opportunity to put a glimmer of education or knowledge into them. So, for example, we had a couple come up to our booth And it was just me there, and I had, the wife was totally into it. I didn't even have to explain the aromatherapy jewelry to her. She just knew. And her husband just was like, these one, like little one-liners on how it's just like hokum and they're not going to work. And how can somebody say that rose quartz represents love? Like, how do we know that? And just giving them the information that we do have on crystals, that everything vibrates at frequencies. And for some reason, crystals vibe really high. Mm-hmm. It's actually really neat that rose quartz is one of the highest vibrational stones, and roses, the actual flowers, is the highest vibrational flower, and they vibe at the same frequency. So there's got to be something more that we just don't understand. And I honestly don't think we need to. I think we just need to be open to the fact that there is something much greater than we'll ever be able to understand, and just going with that. So by the end of the experience, he was a little bit more open to it, but I always go to science, which I'm trying not to, because I want the experience to be a very personal one for people.
Yeah.
And if people are not open to it, that is totally okay. They're just not on that same level. And not to say that it's a higher level, it's just not the same one. And we're all going to vibe differently. So just kind of taking it with like a grain of salt. And
I always say it's taking the step. I lead with the science, and then I'm like, you're either going to take it or not. And you're exactly right. Like for me, in my space, studying science, ministry, and spirituality, rose is the highest vibration. And you know that with oil, like we were saying. And even in on the ministry side, they talk about, and it's, you know, been around forever, they talk a lot about how that rose smell, and I get it a lot when I'm working, it'll pass through, which is your highest connection to the universe, divine God energy. And I love rose. It's just so hard to find and get, but it's definitely a grounding frequency that is, it's creation. It's magic when you get into that space. Like it's
right.
It's the vibration of it is absolutely beautiful. All right. Well, I really, again, can you just let people know where they can find you again in case they missed it at the first? Because when we come back, I want to make sure we talk about your best testimonials with your oils. And I want to talk a little bit more about your charity work. So yes,
the website is www.dropsofgratitude.ca. So you'll see all of our products that we offer. We do international shipping, free shipping within Canada. And then we've also got all of our markets. So if you're in the Calgary area, you can always check us out personally at Usually a Market. And then we are also very active on Instagram. And our Instagram handle is drops.of.gratitude.
Excellent. Well, thank you. We're going to come right back after the break. I am Tracy Al. You can also check us out at tracyalclark.com. We will be right back to hear some of Laura's amazing testimonials that she's had from her clients with the bracelets and the oils in the terms of gratitude, and where she heard some of the biggest shifts come back in their mental space and their mental attitude, and where it really started to transform their life by incorporating something that may seem so simple, but actually has so much power to it. So we'll check it out right after the break.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on Earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
Welcome back to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I'm your host, Tracy L., where we are talking today with Laura McKinnon, the founder, creator of the company Drops of Gratitude, where you're really looking at a different way to infuse more gratitude into your life using crystals and oils and understanding how it can be a reminder to be thankful for what you've gone through, thankful that when we go through something challenging, that that means there's a new door opening and that, you know, every experience we have is such a gift. And what I love so much about what she's created is to have something that you can look down on in terms of when you're wearing a bracelet or you're using an oil and you need the pick-me-up, to have something that you can actually see and is a reminder of your strength, a reminder of what is really, really good in your life. Because sometimes when we go through our biggest challenges and we're really hitting that valley, that really low place, we need just something. And I know that going through it myself, that my mental space wasn't always in the place to be able to stay focused and be grateful. And when you can wear something that has been infused as with energy and love and kindness as she's done, this can be very transformational and really make you grateful. So Laura, tell us, what are some of the best testimonials you've had and heard from clients that just warm your heart and just make you so grateful that you do what you do every day?
The first one that pops out really easily is I was at a market last summer and I met a woman who had just recently lost her husband. And I didn't realize at the time how recent it was. It had only been a couple weeks. But she was getting into crystals and just kind of latching onto anything she could find that made her feel a glimmer of hope. And mm-hmm. we had a really beautiful experience. I'm pretty sure we're both crying by the end. And she was really just there to buy a bracelet. And it ended up being this whole thing. Another part of the company that we offer is doing workshops where we actually teach gratitude, intention setting. We explain the oils and the gemstones. And then we meditate at the end. And she had bought three bracelets. And she was wearing one specifically every single day because that was the one that made her feel the best. And she emailed mm-hmm. me a few weeks later and said, I can't even imagine what I would do if I didn't have this bracelet to put on every morning because it is my reminder that we will move forward. So that was followed by a workshop that we did for her and her friends. And it was probably the most moving experience. And I find that a lot of the lessons that I give, I also receive very well as I'm always learning and I'm always seeing the experiences from other people's perspective. So that's definitely the biggest. But we've also had, I don't think I've ever done a workshop where we haven't had a few people move to tears because they hadn't spent any time on gratitude for so long. And then I'm forcing them for 2 hours to spend it with their friends or their family or strangers, even in public workshops. We're just focusing on the goodness. And that can be a very vulnerable experience for people.
Extremely. You were talking about, I love that. That's, you know, it's so funny. I came back after the break, same what I was saying about looking at that piece, and here you're telling us spirit's funny. This wonderful story with her and how it does help her get through. I love when you were talking about setting the intention when you're doing your workshops around the gratitude. What would be one of the biggest lead ups that you would do to really suggest to someone that may, you know, a lot of people that can get into that negative space and poor me, and there's a shift we have to make to get into gratitude. What would be one of your tips to say, start here when you have to really anchor it and set that intention to start to change that shift in your belief and thinking?
The first thing that comes to mind is just force it. So like, yeah. And that might feel yucky in that space of like love and gratitude to, mm-hmm. to force that space. But some people don't want to see the gratitude because what if it gets taken away? Or if I acknowledge what's good, I also have to acknowledge what's bad. The thing with gratitude, as opposed to positive thinking, which I would love to explain, is gratitude is a space. It's a feeling. Yes. And it also, it comes with the bad. You have to take all of the heartache that you get and use gratitude to get through it. The difference with that and positive thinking is that fake it till you make it mentality, which can be a really good tool to change a state if you need to on quickly.
But for it's a minute. Also,
if you need to like psych yourself up, fake it till you make it. That's going to work for a very short time, but not pushing out the bad. And positive thinking is not acknowledging the bad, but gratitude is taking the bad, embracing it, and realizing that it's going to become, it can become a blessing in your life. And sometimes that's really hard to think, especially when it's in regards to losing a husband or grieving. But there is definitely gratitude in all of it. The lessons that you got, the time that you got. I think that there is just something to be said about, first of all, the first thing you would do is just acknowledge gratitude in any form. So whether it's every time you hit a stoplight, you're going to say something out loud that you're grateful for. And some days it might be really hard, but living in Canada is something to be grateful for. And everything else in your life could be going wrong, but we should all be very lucky that we're here. So.
Yeah. You know, I always say there's heaven and hell on earth. And if you were born or you get to live in Canada, there's definitely some heaven that came along with that because there's other places. I love what you just said. I am totally in agreement with you where you were just saying that positive thinking is such an old way. And I've just found it just stuffs the emotions down. Eventually you're just lying to yourself. You're denying, and you're 100%. I couldn't agree with you more. And it's challenging, isn't though, sometimes when you are in that place where it's like, I'm not grateful for that. But then you can go, okay, I am grateful for this because you're looking at it going, but one of the things I love about what you just said too is that if we can go into that place of being in gratitude and really going into the feeling that, you know what, I'm having this rough day today, but I'm grateful that I know I can get through it, or I'm grateful I can get out of bed. And I think what you said is really important for our listeners to take hold, is that it is really a feeling, and positive thinking is masking, which leads to so many other problems.
I'm about to release a blog post probably today, and it was really fun to write because it was built up of all of the comments that I got on one particular post on their Instagram feed.
Yeah.
And it's here of a desk, and it says, I spend all day looking at what I'm grateful for. And I asked everybody what that meant to them. And the answers were amazing. And I ended up writing this blog post, which I had a very simple concept in mind when I was bringing this all about. But it is turning into the fact that we all communicate so differently. So gratitude to me might feel different than gratitude to you, and just honoring that. So if I ever wanted to feel super grateful for somebody and show them that, I would have to step in their shoes and realize, like, I want to know how you receive gratitude, because a handwritten letter to me is going to feel a lot better than if you were to gift me something.
Yeah. So how would you suggest somebody take a look at, you know, when this is a great point, because so often people, we talk about giving and receiving and pushing out what it is to be grateful for. So how would you suggest maybe someone be able to step back, and maybe get out of themselves and have a take a different perception, a different point of view when looking at someone and saying, how can I pay and show my gratitude to them to inspire and uplift their day?
The first thing I would do is just reach out. I think just the acknowledgement of the thought alone is amazing. So a lot of people just go about their day thinking that they're just a part of a piece of their own world. And to realize that you are a ripple effect in somebody else's world is huge. So the first thing I think would just be like the acknowledgement of affection, even if it's just time, but asking them how they receive love. I know that for me, I would rather have the time with somebody rather than a tangible object to take home and not have that time with them. So I think just acknowledging that and reaching out and finding out exactly how you can love somebody in their own way.
Yeah, I like that. We lost you a little bit there on the mic. It's okay. So basically reaching out and speaking to them. And I love, again, I'm going to reiterate what you said about time and memories. I always say to people, don't spend like huge amounts of money on things that people are going to forget. Spend your money on things that are experiences with people, with which create memories and love and kindness and things that you will remember forever. And really expressing that kind of love is, it is beautiful. And that you take with you, right? Until your, you know, till our last breath.
Mm-hmm. If you look at the way that a child receives love, it's almost never in object form, and it can definitely seem like it, but my daughter would be much happier spending a day with her mommy and daddy than a new toy any day of the week.
Totally agree. It's something that people have forgotten in our society, I think, with social media and Instagram and everything else. As much as we use it and we love it and we need it for business, people have forgotten to know. I say to people all the time that it doesn't matter if you're in a 5,000 square foot house or a 500 square foot place, as long as you have love, that child will thrive. And yeah, you're right. They smile. They just want to play and laugh. And kids teach us how to play and be in the moment.
Yeah. My daughter has taught me so many life lessons.
Yeah. I always say our children are here to teach us. We're not there to teach them, which is absolutely so, so true. I want to make sure that when we come back after the break that I know you do a lot of charity work, and I know it's really important. I know we all like to give back. It's something we all work very hard to do, and to discuss a little bit more about your charity component, why you created it, what was, you know, the drive for you guys in your giving back, because I've seen some of the people you've worked with, and I know, as I said, the bracelet you've created for us is going into our charity line as well, and how that part really affects you and your business, and to discuss more of that. So I really am intrigued with your blog as well. So before we go, can you just let them know again? I believe your blog's on the website, but I love that. So can you just give us your website again before we head to break so they can go and check out your blog?
Yep. It's dropsofgratitude.ca. And then there is a whole other drop-down tab at the end of the website, which is on the corner. And you can look up any blog post that we've done in the last 2.5 years.
Fabulous. All right, everyone, go check out that blog. We'll be right back after the break, where we're going to hear more about drops of gratitude and why we give back. Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy Al, on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life at 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at tracylclark.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Welcome back to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I'm your host, Tracy L., where we're here today discussing attitudes of gratitude, gratitudes and attitude. People say it different ways with the wonderful Laura McKinnon, the founder and creator of Drops of Gratitude. Before we went to break, we were asking her about her charity line and why we give back and how that really fills your heart with gratitude. So, Laura, what was the inspiration in your giving back and your line and why it was such a passion for you to create that?
It's actually funny that you're bringing it up because I was reflecting on this a while ago and I feel like I want to be doing a lot more. And I think that's just part of who I am. I just feel like I could always be giving more. Mm-hmm. How it all kind of started was my very first big account. It was before I even had invoices made. It was with the Breaking Free Foundation, and that's Theo Fleury. He used to be a Flames hockey player. So this is his foundation, and they had reached out to my business coach if anyone was making bracelets. So I was fortunate enough to work with them right off the hop, and it definitely fueled me to continue going. And with most charity work that I do, the charity will form a bracelet, create something that is relevant to their brand, and then they will sell them and they take all of the money and they use it towards their foundations.
Yeah.
And I definitely, Drops of Gratitude will definitely be coming out with our own charity work. And I'm not sure exactly how that looks yet, but just working with these companies, and I find that the more I align with people, especially like you, that are just so in tune with their purpose in life, it's just, there's nothing but positive vibes all the way around. Like, I've never had a negative experience with any accounts I've worked with because the people that are on the other ends of these companies are just amazing people.
Isn't it amazing to, when you look at corporate world and then we switch and you're working with people that are like, how do we change the world? How do we make a difference together?
Yeah, a difference.
Together. You know, I want to actually bring this up because I love what you were just talking about of creation. And so I was talking about how you created RTLC Transformational Bracelet. And one of the reasons I did reach out to you was not, it wasn't just loving your site. There was an energy there. You could tell, there are a lot of people that just make bracelets. There really are. But you can tell your heart, your space, everything in you was there, and it was kind of ironic. You were from one of my old stomping grounds, but how universe does that always makes me laugh. Mm-hmm. But I remember when I asked you, I said, you know, this is what I want to do. It's going to go to help our extraordinary kids line. And I left that into your hands because you're this, you are so intuitive when it comes to what you do. And what was your process? What did you do? Because you came back with the perfect crystal. And I know we're going to give one away today at the end of the show. But you came back with the absolute perfect crystal. And you created the most perfect oil that literally when I opened it, my heart sang. Like, I wanted to cry. So when someone like me comes to you and says, we need to create this, but I don't know really what to do. What is it? Is it a meditation process? It's, I know you're looking at the brand. Is it, what is it that gives you...
Actually, do you know what is really funny about this? First of all, giving 100% control to the person who is creating the product is by far the best way to go about it. So thank you so much for giving me full responsibility of the vision. And then just even just doing it one time and getting a yes or no, but right away we had a yes, which was really nice. But full transparency, the first thing I did was look at your brand and I tried to find a stone that matched the look of it. And I just kept hitting walls because that's not how you do it with crystals at all. And I just wanted to be something that was very fitting. So right away I was like, this doesn't feel right. So what I actually did was I spent a lot of time on your website and I just read every single line that you wrote. And I wrote down keywords and words that popped up again. And I started to get a feeling of you and your brand and your vision. And that's when Jasper kept popping into my head, and I knew that Jasper was a very healing and open stone. So just going about it like that. So just studying you, I guess. I spent a lot more time than you probably even could imagine just going through what you're here to do and the way that you want to come across in the world. And then just because I have the knowledge with the stones and I've worked with them for a few years now, it was a really easy segue into finding the proper color and stone and energy. There is something about the stone that we chose for your brand that Jasper is not typically so shiny and it's almost like majestic, but the stones, I was working with them again yesterday and they're just gorgeous. They're mind-blowing gorgeous. They've got these beautiful bands in them and love them.
They do. You know what? I wear mine every day, obviously. And I just with the oil and it literally, it adds another level of peace. And this is what I love so much about what you do. It's, you said it, you just tuned in and you got it right. Like you tuned in and you used your intuitive space and they do shine and so many different colors. And it's very different. I'm so grateful. I really am. But the oil as well, like that, the creation, did you do a similar process?
The oil, it becomes a lot different. So the first thing I did with yours was I created a few blends that I liked. I also used oils that were specific to certain emotions. Yeah. We've got 5 oils in our lineup and they all are relevant to a specific emotion or state of our body. So I wanted to capture that with the state that you come across with and the work that you're focusing on, which is a lot of motivation and encouragement and confidence and happiness. So all of the oils that are in your blend represent your brand to a T. So it's nice that they mesh well together because they all are very relevant to each other. But it's a lot more of an organic experience. I don't try and find something that I think you'll like. I just go with the vision that you have, and usually it comes out with the perfect blend.
Yeah, and it is. It's so transformational. I always talk about how we're transforming our lives. Everything's transformational. And I love how when you really, you also captured the essence of, and you were talking about this, about the other, you know, charity work and the brands you've worked with to help really inspire the people that are wearing the product every day. And really what I love is this is the way you connected in, the way you were able to create this and put it together is when you wear it, it is transforming. And it really, when I look down on mine, I know we have an evil eye on mine too. They're very lovely. What I love about it is that when I look at mine, I'm actually notice that I get a lot more grateful, like as well. So there is this other space in there that is just, I can't thank you enough. They're absolutely, your work is amazing. I love that you are spreading the word of gratitude to people and teaching. I know we are going to, if people want to check out after the show, our Instagram at @TracyLClark_, we're going to be giving away one of these incredible transformational TLC bracelets that Laura made. The oil is anointed and blessed and beautiful. The jasper, she said, is absolutely stunning, and it will step out. It'll ground you. She has put so much love behind this, which she does with everything she does. This is why I've chosen to work with her. Like I said, there's so many people out there, but if you need something to start to ground you and uplift you, and you're not even sure where to start, or you're like, oh, if I get into too much work right now, I just need something in my everyday life to get me to where I am. I want to really encourage you to check her out, because she really has full love. And what I love about working with people in the world is we're creating together to bring this love and peace in our own unique ways. And I can guarantee you guys, she is on her way. So I can't thank you enough for joining us for this hour, Laura. Like, you have been just a delight, as you are to work with. And I do want you one more time, because I want to know how everybody does not forget where to find you. Before we go, can you let them know one more time where they can find you and reach out to you?
Yes. So our website is www.dropsofgratitude.ca. And that's where all of our products are, and our blog. And then our Instagram is drops.of.gratitude.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us for this hour. If you loved our show, share it on your social media. Get it out there. And remember that, you know what? You can be in gratitude each and every day, even when you're going through those challenging times. And like Laura said, it's not positive thinking. It's an emotion. Grab it. Hold on to it. Check her out. And you will be so happy. Have a great day, everyone. And we will see you next week on the Tracy L. Clark Show.
Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality, revealing the steps you need to transcend perceived limitations. As a remarkable leader and pioneer in my field, I, Tracy L., will provide insights energetically and the tools required to move you forward. For more information on my partnership program, check us out at TracyLClark.com.